adrenaline pumps down my limbs as I hear your key engage the lock. My chest is burning. My stomach churns. I don't know how long I've been standing here. After I made my little discovery, everything sort of went blank. You walk in and stare out across the trashed apartment, your eyes traveling around the room. Your eyebrows rise in confusion. You see dried tears on my face, and concern grows every second. I have something to share with you. I take my phone out as you pose the question to me. I press the play button, and your eyes close instantly. Admittedly, the first act is good. It really sets the scene. Your moans spew from the speaker. I hear her lustful lips sucking, sputtering, choking lovingly on your cock. She swallows you whole, drinking you down. Your moan echoes, and your words round on the word fuck. You call her a good girl when she finishes you. A cold, icy shiver shoots through me. I thought that was your pet name for me. Obviously not. We listen in silence to the second act. The sounds of her sweet sighs trickle as you take her from behind. I can hear the slap of her skin as you pound into her over and over again. You two remind me of the wheels on a train track. There's a rhythm to your movements, and it goes on and on and on, around and around. The smack of your hand against her ass aches in my ears. She tells you to fuck her harder. I can hear you picking up the pace in response. Blood rushes underneath your skin, and your face blooms pink across the cheek. Are you embarrassed? My eyes burn into you, never leaving your face. You tell me to stop. I ignore your commands to shut off the audio. I tell you, hang on, we're not even at the good part yet. I raise my other hand, silencing you, so we can listen in peace. I personally want to hear the finale. You call her your little cum slut. She whines and pleads for her daddy. I can hear you panting. You breathe in and out as you slide in and out. She's telling you she's going to come. You're nearly there too, I can tell, because your voice has peaked. Both of you coming together, as loud and operatic as it lingers through the room. For just a moment, you catch your breath, and my heart hurts when I hear you say, "What a good slut you are." I cut her off as she giggles in response like a schoolgirl. The tension breaks out as I stare you down. My hands are shaking. My heart is breaking. "I'm sorry," you whisper. An instinct acts for me in response. I grip my phone in my hand and hurl it across the room. It shatters against the wall just above your head, and your eyes go wide with shock. I walk towards you. "Who is she?" I ask. "Just someone I met online," you tell me. "Was she worth it?" My voice hangs in the air for a moment. "It sounds like you two really enjoyed yourselves." Your silence breaks my chest, and I feel the arrow you fired out hit hard, and it is sinking in. I see guilt pool in your eyes. Tears cloud my vision, and I want to destroy you. Armor grows along my skin, despite my sadness, and I ready myself for battle. You should be running. Unless you want to leave this place alive. My hand whips out across your face, and I know it hurts as the impact stings my palm. "I'm sorry," you whisper again, shaking your head. My other hand lashes out harder and harsher. You stumble backwards a few steps and cradle your throbbing face in your hands. "You fucking bastard." I can hear in my own words how distraught I am. You catch my third slap and wrap your arms around me, bracing my chest close against yours. It's like I'm wrapped in a vine. "Get away from me," I say. "I'm sorry," you yell, but I don't want to hear it. I feel defeat as tears travel down my face, gushing like a waterfall. "How could you do this? I loved you." You mash your lips onto mine, breaking my sonnet, and I try to break free. I tell you how much I hate you, but you're too strong. Your arms are like steel, and I'm not going anywhere. You work your lips against mine, rolling your tongue into my mouth. You know that's a tender spot for me. My body grows weak at your touch, and I want to scream at myself for letting you do this. I cry out as your lips traverse to my neck. You lick the hollow of my throat, and you kiss my breasts in a passionate hurry. I barely have time to catch my breath. You're breaking me down, kiss by kiss and stroke by stroke. "Get down on the ground, baby," you whisper to me. And at the sound of Master's voice, I do as you command. I'm on all fours, shaking, as you began to plant kisses covering my back, the wall of my neck. My mind flashes, and I hear you and your mistress in my head. You'd fucked her from behind, and you weren't taking me that way. I twist in your embrace and grab your shoulders. I shove you underneath me and move on top. I can see the desire in your gaze that I haven't seen before. "You never do this," you say, and I sense a flicker of fear in your voice. Our eyes melt into each other, and I watch you for a moment. I lean down, kissing you, pulling you towards me. I gasp as you slide my panties to the side. Your fingers plunge urgently into me, and I instinctively move against them slowly. A warm glow births from my belly as I begin to do this. Just the slightest brush of your fingertips sends aches up and down my spine. My chest is burning, and the tears are still falling. "Fuck me, baby," you whisper. "Please." I want so badly to please you. I want you to want me, even though you've already ripped my heart out. You grab my hips as I slide down onto you. Oh. We begin to make music together, and I feel how hard you are inside me. Something pulls at my chest and breaks in my mind. And that slow, agonizing burn in my chest returns with a vengeance. I try to ignore it and move back and forth along your body. A deep groan from your throat rumbles, and I know I've got you. The tension in my belly is growing. The warm glow in my stomach makes my pussy ache in pleasure, and it fills me with shame. I move faster now, picking up the pace, and your eyes close tentatively. You're excited, but you don't know what I'm up to. "Why did you do this to me?" I race, holding onto your hands to buck back and forth. "Why did you have to ruin us?" I fuck you faster. I can hear the groans rolling from my throat, and I want to make you scream. "Why did you rip my world apart?" You tell me to keep going, never stop, to keep moving, and I cry out, my back arching on impact. Why did you have to kill me? Your cock stiffens inside me, and my thighs harden. I can feel you come. Your juice is shooting up into me as I come down. Time slows just for a moment, and all I can see is your mistress and the gaping hole in my chest. My hands fall away from you. I brush my own tears away, and I can't look at your face. Instinct picks me up. Morality pulls at my shoulders like fingers on skin. I pull myself off of you, pleasure still shooting through me like a map of veins. I cannot look at you, and the pain in my chest is worsening. I have to disappear. You tell me not to leave, but I don't have a choice. You did this to me and to us. I stumble away from you, pulling my clothes on, my knees weak. I'm in a daze. I don't even know what I've done. I grab my bag, which is sitting obediently by the front door. I can hear you apologizing under panted breath, and my lips are still shuddering from our sex. Black, intrusive thoughts overwhelm me, and I know I have to get out of this place. Please don't go, you whisper. Your voice hits me like a cannonball to the chest. I don't want to, but I swing the door open and I walk through it. My body is still in a tremor. The stairs feel like they're moving as I make my way down. I hear you shouting my name, and then my walk turns into a run, and I say goodbye.